country.
Finally, Jeremy Scahill, Stephen Bannon was with President Trump when he okayed the raid, apparently. Can you talk about the significance of this?
Well, Stephen Bannon and Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and first lady, as she appears to be now, Ivanka Trump's husband. Look, the fact is that Steve Bannon is a dangerous, extreme right-wing ideologue. Yes, he is a former member of the United States Navy, but his life's work is promoting fear-mongering against immigrants and promoting what I think can rightly be called a white supremacist agenda. And let's be clear here. Donald Trump's administration will lie about aerial photos from his inauguration and what they show. You think they're going to tell the truth about the details of a covert raid in Yemen that killed women and children and got a U.S. Navy SEAL killed? Let's look at their actual response in the bigger picture. We learned yesterday that Gina Haspel is going to be the deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency. She was one of the people that ran a CIA black site where prisoners were mercilessly tortured, waterboarded, et cetera. And she, we understand, was the agent who led the destruction of the CIA torture tapes at the direction of the main torture ringleader, Jose Rodriguez, at the Central Intelligence Agency. That is the person who now is going to be the number two at Donald Trump's CIA. And Susan Rice, Obama's ambassador to the UN, and all these other Democrats are up in arms because a Republican was bragging about her being, you know, the first woman to be named to such a high position, and that, in fact, Obama had also named a woman to a high position in the CIA. The objection is not the black site, not the torture, not the destruction of tapes, but that there was gender equality somehow under Obama, and now Trump has picked this woman. I mean, that's the state where we're at now in our discussion about these policies. The fact is that Trump's administration, Islamophobes, billionaires, bigots, and torture lovers.
I want to thank you all for being with us. Jeremy Scahill of The Intercept, Barash Shaban of Reprieve in London, and Pardis Kabriai of the Center for Constitutional Rights. You can go to our website to hear some of the voices of more than 1,000 small grocery store owners and workers across New York who went on strike Thursday in the latest protest against President Trump's immigration order. When we come back, we'll speak with a transgender reporter who was just fired from the public radio show Marketplace. Stay with us.
My skin glows in the dark, shines in the light, so good that won't speak time.
Brown skin, El Lado Negro, here on Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. As we turn to the story of a reporter who wrote